This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The state of Illinois could soon eliminate $1 billion worth of medical debt for lower-income families. Lawmakers have approved allocating $10 million toward the effort. That's projected to help 340,000 residents. LaTanya Jackson-Wilson is with the Shriver Center on Poverty Law. She says a person's physical health should never destroy their financial health.
When we think about debt with credit cards and student loans, all of those things are choices that people make. And sometimes they account in their budget for them. But with medical debt, it's not something that someone chooses.
The state plans to partner with Undo Medical Debt. It's a nonprofit that works with hospitals to buy up large portfolios of debt for a fraction of their face value using private donations. Cook County plans to survey residents this summer to help decide which pandemic relief programs to keep. The county received $1 billion from the federal government to help people recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. So far, the county has spent about 42% of the money on programs like guaranteed income and erasing medical debt. But Cook County must use the rest of the money in the next 2 years. Dean Constantino is the county's deputy chief financial officer.
We do not want to give a single dollar back to the federal government.
The county is trying to figure out which programs to keep funding even after the federal money runs out. The county has set aside about $166 million in reserves to pay for some programs beyond 2026. A Northwestern University study finds that most sex ed school programs across the U.S. do not include discussion of queer gender identities. The study surveyed over 800 teenagers in America. They overwhelmingly say discussions of queer relationships are being omitted from sex ed programs. Study author Erica Scody says these omissions can be harmful.
Any education that just denies identity or anything that is not comprehensive in nature has been shown in the literature thus far to show heightened outcomes for depression, anxiety, and suicidal ideation in teens.
When asked what they want to see in the sex ed programs at their schools, survey responders said, discussion of healthy communication in relationships and LGBTQ+ history. A teen-led gaming convention this weekend spotlights how public libraries are using games to educate and engage young people. The Chicago Public Library hosts the third annual Gamers Universe tomorrow at the Harold Washington Library. Tracy Bayless manages projects for teen services at the CPL. She says games help kids sharpen critical thinking and literacy skills.
The library in the past several years has really been trying to think about all of the different mediums that information and literacy can exist in. Video games, board games have their own aspects of literacy and learning. Literacy is more than just what's on the printed page.
Gamers Universe is a free all-ages event. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow. Something else you should know today. An Illinois hotline for patients seeking abortions in a hospital has referred more than 600 people since launching last year. More high-risk patients from states where abortion is banned have come to Illinois for the procedure. Before the hotline, some patients struggled to navigate where to go if a clinic turned them away due to a medical condition. This month marks 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Today's weather will be a mix of sun and clouds, highs reaching the upper 80s. Similar weather tomorrow with highs in the low 90s. Later today, two friends in their 30s wanted to socialize without staying out until all hours of the night, but they realized there wasn't a queer space that fit their needs, so they created one.
You would think those parameters are so niche. Lesbian, 30 plus, you know.
BIPOC.
Yes. Like, how many people could show up? A lot, apparently. A lot. That was the answer.
Nudia Hernandez from our sister station Vocalo talks to the creators of Lovers and Friends. It's a Chicago party for lesbians, queers, and allies ages 30 and older. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.